I'd like to start off with the Dharma Center. The Dharma Center, as far as I know, was run by a charter. And in the charter, the Morris states that this place, as I perceive, you can check it all out. The idea was to make a bridge, to make available Eastern teachings and a bridge to the West. That's a place where Western and Eastern teachings can come together. Yes. Fair enough? I mean, that's the charter.
Yeah.
And despite this or that or the other, this is what people are obligated to fulfill the charter. Fair enough? I mean, that's why you have charters. It makes a statement of purpose, and anyone involved should be directed towards that. Now, recently, as you know, I to some extent, withdrawn from involvement to a great degree because it concerned me in depth, not so much all these and the other things. But it is not a place as a vehicle for one person. It is just simply not. It's not my idea or the original idea of the people who were founding it. So we didn't think of it becoming, you know, the thing for Namgyal Rinpoche.
Yeah.
I mean, you can do a different thing for that. We'll have a Namjay or something like that. And that's a vehicle for that teaching. I'm saying all this positive. I mean, this is just the facts, right? And so this is becoming more and more of a concern to me that the Dharma Center, by the way, should just not be viewed as my place. Is that very clear? And that's not the charter. And so I feel that it sort of violated the charter, which is turned in. And it was turning in that way, month after month, teaching this being. So it confused the whole purpose, I think, of it. Now I'll come to the point where the difficulty is. I have had a long personal difficulty. The long personal difficulty is to fulfill the message of the East and the West. That is my number one overriding, day by day, racking the brain problem.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
And, you can make your praises or your criticisms. About the methods of always trying to find the heaven help. Do you help a Western being into attainment, to realization? Now that's my purpose.
Yes, sir.
And unfortunately, I'm not necessarily like you. I'm a very slow-witted being that takes a lot of reflective thought, trial and error, you know it all, instantly how things are to be done, right? And, I can see glimpses in this method, glimpses in that method, and glimpses in that one. However, I'm glad to announce to you that I have finally pulled the thing together.
Bravo.
I realize some of the things are bizarre and this and that and the other. But I will explain more or less where the consciousness is at present, the way I see it. Right? The Dharma Center, the bridge, was east to west, west to east, but it was also a vehicle, a place where Eastern teachings could be given in order to begin the bridge work. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
You all got it? I hope you got it. Now, you may have a different idea, but I'm very, very sure about it. So that's all right. Now, so the general ideas, what the problem is, you have your Western conditioning, and you have, I'll talk in terms of genotranspersonal psychology, okay, fine. And you have seen that I have participated in some writings and teachings on rebirth and so on, right? You know, okay. Now, the problem is, the Westerner, in general, has, in my evaluation, just my evaluation, the possibility of resurrecting some Western teachings that were of benefit to previous generations, such as in Masonry and so on and so on. So, still glimmers there, still possibilities. Okay. But their options were, I remember that whole drug period was really doing something, people were getting something out of it. So be very careful. I have rejected the drug solution. Is that clear? Simply because I fear that in the process of which it's not a viable method for an entire society. And there are physical and physiological dangers therein. All right? And no necessarily, there was not at that time an underpinning philosophy.
You follow? You are?
Yeah.
You do follow. Okay. So, but it had certain merits of at least bringing beings into new experience. Then, of course, so drugs were going to do it, sex was going to do it, and please remember that at the third stage of rebirthing, I'm sorry to tell you, but you really do, it does release a lot of sexual energy here, there, and everywhere. Unbelievable, macabre depth probing. So you know anything about psychology, you are not at all as innocent as you appear on the surface. There are bizarre urgings, right?
Mm-hmm.
You are at all. So, but that's third stage stuff. And in fact, all this power, I want to set you straight. I really want to set you straight about certain beings, but I won't name them. They're on power tripping. And power tripping, the extreme power tripping, is a sign of the third stage, not the final deliverance. The final deliverance goes into very clear, loving, accepting the realities of life.
Mm-hmm.
The good and the bad, as the Buddha said, you have to experience 10,000 joys and 10,000 sorrows. This is human life, it's not. And it's not so gentle as all that. And it's, I won't go into full argumentation. But in the four stages of rebirthing, you pass through, well, so I tell you your problem.
Yes.
Your problem is, you had instant, this society, instant gratification once upon a time when you were in your mother's womb. You were fed, you wanted to be fed, you were fed. You wanted to be warm, you had it all, a good womb. And the good womb, unless it was interrupted by drugs or cigarette smoking or pollution in the society, but most of the time it is perfect. You could not want anything more, but gradually it becomes more and more interrupted. In fact, the best mother in the world cannot equal, right? A good mother cannot equal the good womb. She can't do it. I'm sorry. She can't always be there and always doing the right thing and decision. But once upon a time, there was no decision, more or less. It was, everything was done for the child. Now, you, before you became suckers, I hope you have a sense of humor. But you had it. You understand? Instant gratification. And there's this whole imperative trend in the society to get back to the good womb, where everybody's supposed to do everything for me, the Lama and everybody else. You understand? Gratify me every moment. Be my good womb. Never mind my good father. Mm-hmm. Look, I'm tired. I'm tired of being your good father, trying to make up for what your father didn't do. And then, even worse, what your mummy didn't do. I'm not quite fit for it. Right. And being the good mother, you understand, for you. And now we must transcend my having to be your good womb for you, where I will just satisfy your every little need instantaneously. In simple English, it ain't going to happen, so that's the message. Now, so that was ineffable bliss. That was bliss. Then came, so that's the high, you understand, it's wonderful. Then it's interrupted. Then comes a gradual sliding slope into depression. Interruption gets more and more contained in there, and no exit situation. Now, these stories are going on in the events that I trigger off things. That's the truth. And they match up with that. So there's that slide, the gradual down, it's not so nice in there, it's getting more and more contained, and you can see that's the area of great frustration, and there's no exit. When the being passes into the third stage, right, it's open. It's terrible. It's dramatic, and it's intensely powerful, sexual, sadistic, masochistic. I mean, they're all those heavy numbers are in there, but accompanied by hope. Because now, right, things are closing in, but there is an intuitive drive. That's a driving period. Now, this is the truth. I'm giving you the truth. This is all about rebirthing. And this is the grand spiritual problems. Paradise lost. Oh, I've lost paradise. Big drive coming up, right? Accompanied by all sorts of weird numbers. But hope, somehow it's supposed to, I'm going somewhere, right? And then there's the release, you see, the release into a whole new dimension world with these 50-50, 10,000 doors and 10,000, right? The whole balance and number. Now, this is fundamentally what's happening to every being. And the Dharma Center, being a human center like anything else, participates in this kind of number to get a rebirthing into. And rebirthing is not into this paradise, you understand? You cannot go back to the womb. You can revisit. Jesus says, except you be born again. How is it possible, they ask him. So, well, nevertheless, you still have to do it. And I mean really do it. You have to be there. You have to see. You have to relive. You are reliving that whole process. But in little bits and pieces, not in a consistent way. As much of our work has been in little bits and pieces, and so on, divvy downs here and there. Are you following this? Mm-hmm. So, and this is the Eastern and the Western thing. Now, the problem is, in the world, there are various, you could take up shamanism and get back to this, you understand? I received a wonderful compliment, by the way. I do, occasionally.
What was that, sir?
I mean, direct, face-to-face, right? And that wasn't one of these students. It was the number one shaman teacher of Norway. And he sat in a class, and I went through things, the basic teaching, and this and that, the implications of the teaching, and he He came and he said to people, that is the most wonderful exposition I have ever heard in my life of shamanism.
Mm-hmm.
And here, that's the great teacher of shamanism.
Mm-hmm.
So that is gratifying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you could go this way and you could go that, and the society is. You know, they're searching desperately to find this way into these new dimensions of living. Now, in my opinion, I'll tell you what the problem is. And the Tibetans have it. Vajrayana teaching has it. They have the way to what you would call transpersonal experience. Mahayana. Right? It is there. And it's a living tradition. And shamanism, it's there also. But you are not Tibetan, and you are not shamanist, and you are not really born in these traditions which are alive and doing it. So we try to fit the round peg into the square hole, or vice versa, a bit. And I'm sorry if in the process, people feel injured and hurt and all the rest of it, but do fundamentally see what the problem is. Now, in the West, meanwhile, back at the ranch. We're all Susie and all tied up. Dangerous bad. What are the possibilities? Drugs. The drugs have revealed something, but not consistently, not orderly, not with a systematic analysis of it, and so on. See, there are quite definite problems at the higher planes. There's opening. The space and opening time, and they're higher problems. There are all sorts of times you could visit. I mean this. And within your body now, all the possibilities within your body now. Within this fathom long body, I show you, and we mean it, the arising and passing away of the universe. You, in my opinion, that's why I started this cognitive science thing. Just bits and pieces, but it's going to go further and in hyperspace. I think you have to draw together the concept, the work of hyperspace, the cognitive science revelations, and to realize, see, for example, in the sciences, you basically have to realize you can be there. You can be the electron. You can be the subatomic. You can. You are, I mean, you're composed of it, and you can be it. And so you can overcome that split of the observer and the observed. And I mean exactly what I say. You can be any tree, any people, any generation. You can time travel. You can be live the life of your father or your mother, and you understand, and when the Buddha was enlightened, there was 100,000. This might sound like a fairy tale, but it is not. It's an actual possibility to relive lifetimes of other people. 100,000, you know, numerous ones in a space of 2 hours. You can, like a drug session.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? You can visit all that and be that. No barrier. Not I looking at it, but we actually relive the life of that being. So time is nothing. When we say you must overcome time and space, we mean, right, pass into the hyperspace of all the laws change. Now it's there. The problem is that some people, down through the generations of time, have experienced this, that, and the other. And then they tell of their experiences and they say, well, basically they're saying, I got there by doing this. Now the question is, how can you actually come into these new all that new dimension. And I'm not talking little new age stuff. And this is old. This is the legacy of the human being within your, within your body. I think you have to bring together, you have to fulfill the purpose of the Balance Center, right? If you're going to do that, I will be here for you. If you're not, if you want to go off on something else, I'm not interested, quite frankly. Right? I think you have to bring hyperspace, cognitive science, transpersonal, all these numbers, and together with the ancient ways of experiencing it, make a study of it and a new total planetary vehicle, which is not east, not west, has to come into being. This way. That's basically it. And I insist that you respect the ancestors and respect this tradition, because it's a living tradition. Those people did it, they had gone before, and you are not going to get, if you know anything about shamanism, by the way, you will not get anywhere without great ancestor respect. Respect the patriarchs, respect the matriarchs, respect all the previous generations, whether you are even a patriarch or a matriarch, having to struggle with human existence. And they have something to, and their contribution is within you now. Mm-hmm. If you don't respect the ancestors, then you're not respecting them. Because what else? The transmission of all the animals. There isn't an animal on earth that you cannot be, including insects, you understand, down to the bacteria, and you can experience that consciousness. You are in a vast field of consciousness, and matter is intelligent. There is no split mind-matter. Now all this, in a nutshell, is what you want to be on about, right? So on. The problem remains, as it always has been, to how do you get there? How does it happen for people? You understand that? There's no doubt of these other kinds. At least I hope you realize it. They do happen, but in the life of, you are not that ego there. You're not that there. And it must be transcended. It simply must be transcended. The time, space, relativity, you. Of course, yes. Conventionally, you can live there. If you don't want to know the other dimensions, don't come here, don't come to me, and don't even listen to yourself, for that matter. That's what the human being is on about transcendence. But even without the word. And this is the thing about ignorance, you see, avijja, not seeing. Okay, now, if I feel that it is an error to focus too exclusively on me, that I'm going to be your instant gratifier, mm-hmm. I'm going to be the good womb for you, the good father, the good mother, and there are no such things as a good mother, in those terms. Mm-hmm. That any human mother or father will never do it all for you. They will not have not got the capacity to turn you into the good womb of instant gratification. Would you please get that? And even that dialogue almost sounds like for the perfect teacher, right? I mean, stop searching for the perfect womb. I'm going to interpret it quite differently, right? That you were born and you are meant to be born and be a two-way lover of the inner and the other plane. Gate, gate, paragate, parasamgate, leboriho. Ah, that empowerment will come. You understand? Hmm? Next week. How to wait. Do you? I mean, you have intuition.
Sure.
And you have logic. You must be hearing it at some level. I won't even deign to talk about the productivity of the society. This society is doomed if it stays on that track. It must introduce the motif of transcendence. Without it, the whole society will just fold in and collapse in on itself. So you can visit, you can experience black hole. You want to know any science, law of science, you can experience it directly. Hyperspace is already occurring, et cetera, which is beyond this. There's a relative bodhicitta and absolute bodhicitta. In other words, relativity, et cetera. You have to be there before light was. It has something to do with an absolute diamond state of consciousness. You have to be able to experience what it is to be a stone. And why in the shaman teachings, you know, you have the bears as your ancestors, or the crows, or peoples. They have a certain intelligence that you have to experience. You have to experience the intelligence that's in a ruby. Feel the plains, the fields of this. Now, all this is grand, I mean, what other word can you use, but grand stuff, and I find much of the orientation that's going around is too tawdry for the human being. This is too tawdry. We are embodied, right, transcendence. Universal field without boundary of intelligence. I've had that vision. And it is literally a koan, then mind boggling, you would say, but dead end speech. And the problem is having dead end speech, what in the world, how do you speak? So it's only hinting and finger pointing at the moon, but you need direction, and your direction must be that way, and your vehicle must understand your reality, and that is, you are reborn in the West at this time, you have to respect it. Strange enough, you know, you can actually be a machine. I mean, the whole intelligent field of the machine. Any one of the mind creations of a human being, where he came from, etc. So, when I say respect your birthing in the West, you have to take up the Western direction. It's not because of the West, but because this is these are the Om Arapazanadi, which you might have received the mantra of, hail to the wisdom that is ripening. West, there is wisdom ripening, we can tear the society down on a personal level. In some way, its manifestation of the moment is doomed, and you have to be involved. Maybe it will be doomed. Again, it can something emerge from the ashes of it. It's sick because it lacks the real heart of being a human being, which is transcendent. No doubt in my mind, you are called to be explorers. I don't even know the apologies for going to the Antarctic. It's the most intelligent thing. Antarctic, Arctic, Amazon, you have them all within, of course. You can be there without having to spend money. Which would be wonderful, wouldn't it? Now, if you have that vision, and if you see that problem, and you are prepared not to be childish about it, child or go back to being very curious and get to be a paradigm, see what we must do, our work that we must do, respect traditions that have done it and traditions that are trying to do it, and we must bring them together, and therefore you will fulfill the purpose of the grass. That's what I've got to say. If you want to do that, then I would suggest that you must A, respect the beings, that is, we have present enough people who are what we call resource people, who can make their contributions about what is the present doctrines of hyperspace, what is the present doctrines of cognitive science, etc., 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 from the Western standpoint, and there's enough protection input, we understand, and other realizations and science and other realizations. We're trying to see what the emerging new vehicle will be. I'm also, the vehicle's only necessary to get people there. After you get there, you sort of wait. But, you know, it's a raft across the river. If you don't have a raft, you use your glove. And, you know, you get lost in samsara, it's a Tibetan, it's a power trip. Oh, what a power, you know. No. Well, I should have told you. Well, you mean you're stuck in the third stage of the womb. You haven't been reborn yet. I mean exactly what I mean. And the people who are still going over, I've been hurt, I've been abused, and all the rest of it, are stuck in the second stage. So someone who's in the second, third, and that those dialogues can go on and on and on and on forever. Unfortunately, unless you give up a good womb, you're going to be stuck. Think I somehow or other, if I analyze it enough, if I get the reasons for this manual, I'll have that good womb again, and I'll have this instant suck, you know, this is the pre-sucking, right? You didn't even have to do that. You didn't even have to move your lips. Right? Since you've been reborn, you've been flapping them ever since. this is where every human being is in a sense a vulnerability of what happened to them during the womb stage. And they're attempting, if they get the womb, they have to make fundamental decision, they're going to go on. And this is what I've got to say to my critics. You've either got to make the decision to go on into new life and give up the good womb, or you're going to spend a futile time trying to get it right. Let me assure you that in a sense, in life, you never quite get it right. That's the whole dynamic beauty of life. More! Right? I don't want, like, roast turkey, like to be Christmas with roast turkey and cranberry sauce every day. It kills. Have you noticed that? The next one. You want more. No. But don't confuse that with the non-moving, you understand. But you are caught between the good womb and the good life. In between is not so nice. But you at least understand that. And you can have a hope. You can, yes, all right. And the good, you're going to be the mother and the child. Mother. And so good. And look, I'm not going to say any nonsense from this woman. I have been a mother innumerable times, uncountable number of times. I was born as a human being. I experienced what my mother experienced. We were together. You were naked. I was my mother. So I'm not going to stand this. So you don't understand, right? You don't understand.
Well, yes, we understand.
All right, well, like I said, we understand. Right? And I understand my Father, right? Mm-hmm. And you really understand in depth your Father, the male. You have, all of you in this room have been, however briefly, right, the male and the female, the mother and the father, the yad. So don't. As the... you know what I'm going to say? No kind of wrong problem with me, Bruce. I don't know if you read that one. You read that one, you're getting smart. That's an Australian saying. Don't cut the raw prawn with me, Bruce.
Prawn.
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 Prawn. Like a, you know, for the barbecue? Putting out a salt
shrimp, shrimp on the barbecue.
Shrimp on the barbecue? Now that's where it's at. You have... I'm inviting you to participate in, okay, how, what kind of vehicle can be constructed to experience the money. That's the problem all the time. If you are a sensitive being, you will know this, I run around doing this, that, and the other thing. They wanted this, that, this, was that, all the time, this, that, and the other. Well, it's interesting. However, and it's not too big a task for one man. However, that's not what the situation requires. What the situation requires is everyone be a man, a woman, both human being, and participate. Okay? One more speech, work out on point. You have the human experience, you come already with knowledge to help others be. You have within you the entire of the universe happening. There is some way or other that you can help, you can make vital contributions to the expansion of human knowledge. Even after a young 70 years, you have not attained. What is it in the political correct, what they call now, age advantage or something?
Temporally
advanced. We no longer talk of people being old. Have you noticed that political correct speech is so pompous? And you can't say anybody's short, a small boy.
Yeah.
You understand? Because, you know, they're just height. Anyway, well, in all due respect to this one. But I find this a lot of false positive, which is a cover up, it's a false kind of false kind. I think I can carry you an argument on this point. If you're in an all of some sort of being, they're pretending. Utter pretense. Hypocritical pretense. They are shams, not shamans. Or shamanists, you know. So, that's it.
Thank you.
If you want to make any... There'll be no class this afternoon, you just not have a class. More and more we're going to the... or Logan in the morning. This is part of the work. let's see the small vehicle, how it operates, be reductionist as much as possible, right? The small is the beauty. Small is beautiful, reductionism is beautiful. So, and I'm going to go into the overview. Gradually we're moving towards the overview of the brain, but you are a universe that is embodied. And we will look at how it operates and then get the clues. This is part of this transpersonal, or, you know, the new, what they call cutting edges, you understand, cutting edges, sort. All the father line work that the wisdom is ripening, and it ripens in the West. But beings have not got, can't keep up with the science. This is one big problem, is that the majority of people, by the time it reaches the schools, it's outdated, right? These generations they're becoming extraterrestrial. Not necessarily with feeling, but mind work on Earth, mind happening on Earth, is becoming extraterrestrial at an incredibly quick rate. And you must catch up. Essentially, must catch up. And I think that's the worry that's behind it. Big problem, big lag in, right? Personal. How do I get there? I believe somehow in all of you that there is, you know, but you don't know how to get at it. You understand what I'm trying to say? Shall we do some extreme breathing practices? No, it's not the best, because that sometimes leads to incredible damage. The yogis of old in India know that. You know this forced breathing, remember? Indian hospitals are filled with yogis and went astray on that one. Drugs, she could go astray and fill the whole hospital. But ultimately, it's the meaning of the human being to do anything other than exercise the mind. Focus. But please understand, for a full society, for a full generation to be uplifted and realized, and to fill human destiny, the whole purpose of the universe is created. Right? Allow the system to arrive, the enlightenment mind. It's there, and would work out in your being. If you had the merit, the strength, you understand, strength to live and abandon the restricted ego view, we find this courage to abandon and to live in non-clinging awareness. But it's very important, by the way, teaching is to have the right motivation. Even if you do the so-called wrong thing, you must have the right motivation. Somehow, all of your acts really are trying, even in our is attempt to go there. A, to stay here in order to go there. Understand rightly. Have you any questions? If not, we'll go on to the Shakyapatika.
Bravo, Arthur.
Call people in to do it. Anybody got anything to say about this issue? What? Nobody? But probably then an aspect, put it forward. In the coming period of time. Let's work on this to the year 2000. Somehow, at least we are more than great symbolism, and have in the year hopefully we can name the year 2000, we will have in place a viable this generation vehicle.
Will we be here for the year 2000?
Maybe yes, maybe no, maybe rain, maybe snow, hopefully sand, nobody knows. Leave it for may or may not be here. Wouldn't like to answer because, then, oh, he'll be here for that. We'll just wait. But if we do not have friends of this question, suppose I am not here for that. Are you going to obey Sankara and Ichati? All compounded things are in action. Tibet will be very challenging. Could pop off in Tibet. Maybe not. Maybe pop up. Big pubis. But I've been very sensible about it. I dropped all of you. Only in the way of a feeling that I have to be your good ruler. Fair enough? I'm not, no longer going to try to do it, right? I'm going to go where I think.
Daddy, maybe absent.
Oh dear. I hope it doesn't conjoin with your neglect in childhood. Don't bother to come into me and I with that anxious look and say I'm going to spend half an hour with you. I'm going to spend time with you. Yes, I would like to spend time with you too, maybe. But at the moment, I personally have my. I have my own agenda. And my agenda is the agenda of every human being.
Yes, sir.
Josh, you want to hear a secret, too? I'm quite sure.
Righto. Haven't got time anymore, right, to be the nice, compassionate listener to,
I'm on the diamond throne, I really don't have to use this word, crap.
So I won't use that word, I'll have to use something else, something earlier.
Could you suggest that?
For politically correct speech.
No.
Recycled dirt.
No, you understand. Yes, theoretically, but it doesn't solve your problem. Your problem is to be reborn. You can stand in, right, both in the sunshine and in the thunders. I saw a picture of me when I was a child, and all curled up behind my mother, looking out at the world. I don't want to turn you into all curled up behind me. Then I saw the next picture, and I figured out the essential message of my life.
What was that, sir?
My true manifestation? Well, when I was young, they used to bring ponies around. And there I was, sitting on top of it. And I was just king of the castle. I like that. Right? Hired Libra. There I am. And it was the sweetest. Keep me sweet, would you? I like riding that horse. I like being up there. We're all meant to be up there. You understand that there's a certain feeling. Master of all you submit. Everything's going right. This is a great day.
I'll show you the pictures. You would fall. Every mother in the room would fall instantly. They're pushovers for that sort of thing. Oh, isn't it sweet? I would just see it now. Right. Anyway, that's something about it, which we would find out. Call people back in. Please understand that when you take the water, you're enacting the old ritual, you know, in Judaism and Islam and in the West. It's the traveler that has, you know, when you come to the temple, you wash yourself.
Yes, yes.
Or a house, not in a house. Even if you go into a house, sometimes they bring water to wash your feet with. You know, it's like the definition of the sandals. And it says you don't bring your garbage in, you want, but also you are prepared with a clear mind. And you come with rice, which is food. I come to give food. Not just to take food, but to give food. Fair enough?
Yes.
How do you understand it? All ancient teachings have always emphasized the proper entrance to the temple.
Mm-hmm.
That means an approach to life. You should really think, I need clear mind and I need the capacity to give food to people. I need to feed. But Jesus said, feed my sheep. Right? You need. Do I have to argue?
No.
Not just be a taker, you understand?
Yeah.
When you came into rebirthing, you are a giver. All right. And the white scarf means you're innocent. Contrary to what you think. Father, forgive them for they know not what they do. You are naturally.